Divine Office. Evening Prayer. God, come to my assistance.
Lord, make haste to help me.
Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen. Alleluia.
To you, O Lord, I lift up my soul. Come and rescue me, for you are my refuge and my strength.
To you, O Lord, I lift up my soul. Come and rescue me, for you are my refuge and my strength.
O Lord, remember David and all the many hardships he endured, the oath he swore to the Lord, his vow to the Strong One of Jacob. I will not enter the house where I live, nor go to the bed where I rest. I will give no sleep to my eyes, to my eyelids I will give no slumber, till I find a place for the Lord, a dwelling for the Strong One of Jacob. At Ephrathah we heard of the ark. We found it in the plains of Urim. Let us go to the place of his dwelling. Let us go to kneel at his footstool. Go up, Lord, to the place of your rest, you and the ark of your strength. Your priests shall be clothed with holiness. Your faithful shall ring out their joy. For the sake of David your servant, do not reject your anointed.
Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit. as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen.
To you, O Lord, I lift up my soul. Come and rescue me, for you are my refuge and my strength.
Bless those, O Lord, who have waited for your coming. Let your prophets be proved true.
Bless those, O Lord, who have waited for your coming. Let your prophets be proved true.
The Lord swore an oath to David. He will not go back on his word. A son, the fruit of your body, will I set upon your throne. If they keep my covenant in truth and my laws that I have taught them, their sons also shall rule on your throne from age to age. For the Lord has chosen Zion. He has desired it for his dwelling. This is my resting place forever. Here have I chosen to live. I will greatly bless her produce. I will fill her poor with bread. I will clothe her priests with salvation, and her faithful shall ring out their joy. There David's stock will flower. I will prepare a lamp for my anointed. I will cover his enemies with shame, but on him my crown shall shine. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen.
Let us pray. Lord Jesus Christ, you chose to suffer and be overwhelmed by death in order to open the gates of death in triumph. Stay with us to help us on our pilgrimage. Free us from all evil by the power of your resurrection. In the company of your saints, and constantly remembering your love for us, may we sing of your wonders in our Father's house.
Bless those, O Lord, who have waited for your coming. Let your prophets be proved true.
Turn to us, O Lord. Make haste to help your people.
Turn to us, O Lord. Make haste to help your people.
We praise you, the Lord God Almighty, who is and who was. You have assumed your great power. You have begun your reign.
The nations have raged in anger, but then came your day of wrath and the moment to judge the dead. The time to reward your servants, the prophets, and the holy ones who revere you, the great and the small alike.
Now have salvation and power come, the reign of our God and the authority of his anointed one. For the accuser of our brothers is cast out, who day and night accused them before God.
They defeated him by the blood of the Lamb and by the word of their testimony. Love for life did not deter them from death. So rejoice, you heavens, and you that dwell therein.
Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen.
Turn to us, O Lord.
Make haste to help your people.
A reading of the first letter of Paul to the Corinthians. Stop passing judgment before the time of the Lord's return. He will bring light to what is hidden in darkness and manifest the intentions of hearts. At that time, everyone will receive his praise from God. The word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
Come. Come and set us free, Lord God of power and might.
Come and set us free, Lord God of power and might.
Let your face shine upon us, and we shall be saved.
Lord God of power and might.
Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
Come and set us free, Lord God of power and might.
O radiant dawn, splendor of eternal light, sun of justice, come shine on those who dwell in darkness and the shadow of death.
My soul proclaims the greatness of the Lord. My spirit rejoices in God my Savior, for he has looked with favor on his lowly servant. From this day all generations will call me blessed. The Almighty has done great things for me, and holy is his name. He has mercy on those who fear him in every generation. He has shown the strength of his arm. He has scattered the proud in their conceit. He has cast down the mighty from their thrones, and has lifted up the lowly. He has filled the hungry with good things, and the rich he has sent away empty. He has come to the help of his servant Israel, for he has remembered his promise of mercy, the promise he made to our fathers, to Abraham and his children forever.
Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen.
O radiant dawn, splendor of eternal light, sun of justice, come shine on those who dwell in darkness and the shadow of death. We humbly pray to Jesus Christ, who rescues us from the darkness of sin, and in faith we cry out,
Come, Lord Jesus.
Lord, gather together all the people of the earth
and establish your everlasting covenant with them.
Come, Lord Jesus.
Lamb of God, you came of old to take away the sin of the world.
Purge us from all the dregs of our guilt.
Come, Lord Jesus.
You came to recover what was lost.
Come once again in your mercy, lest you punish what you have recovered.
Come, Lord Jesus.
Our faith seeks you out.
Let us find everlasting joy with you when you come.
Come, Lord Jesus.
You will judge the living and the dead.
Graciously gather the dead into the ranks of the blessed.
Come, Lord Jesus.
Now let us offer the prayer Christ has given us as the model for all prayer.
Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil.
Hear in kindness, O Lord, the prayers of your people, that those who rejoice at the coming of your only begotten Son in our flesh may, when at last he comes in glory, gain the reward of eternal life. Through our Lord Jesus Christ, your Son, who lives and reigns with you in the unity of the Holy Spirit, God, forever and ever. Amen. May the Lord bless us, protect us from all evil, and bring us to everlasting life.
Amen. Amen.